right, come on down to the Sandpoint City Hall and catch the Sandpoint City Council about to convene. Here, everybody popping in on the Zoom meeting. So that was Iggy Pop and Kate Pearson. Right here, the head coach.
Meeting of February the 11th, 2025. Meeting will be called to order at 7 p.m. Get a roll call, please, Jade.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Austin Rue?
Here.
Janie Gunderson?
Here.
Amy Eubanks?
Here.
Jack Foster Jr.?
Yep.
Lisa Gunderson?
Here.
William Dushkin Jr.?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. Okay, we'll go on to the first item of business. The agenda. At this time, any additions or corrections to the agenda? Okay, none. Entertain a motion to adopt the February 11th, 2025 agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Bill. Roll call, please, Jake.
Austin?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy Eubanks?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yay.
Janie?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to the next item, the consent agenda. There are two items on the consent agenda. The regular meeting minutes of January 14th, 2025, and the special meeting minutes of January 28th. Anyone had a chance to read over the minutes? Need for corrections?
There was one little, very little thing. The intent is still there, I don't know. The word left out. I'll retract it. That's impossible. Oh. Just had it. Right here, under the administrator. And like I said, the intent is not any different. Well, they are a word or something when this will be.
Oh, our word. Yeah, okay.
Right, thanks, Jack.
Doesn't change the intent. It doesn't look like to me. I didn't know it was worth bringing up.
Yeah. Sounds better, you're right.
Thank you. If there's no further comment, made a motion to adopt the minutes of correction, but January 14th, 2025, and January 28th, 2025, with a correction.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the January 14th, 2025, and January 28th, 2025 minutes for the meeting with the correction.
All right, thank you, Amy. Do we have a second? I'll second by Jack. Roll call, please, Jade.
Janie Gunderson?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Marita?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Austin?
There.
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to reports. And our first report is Public Works Director Julius Carlson.
Mayor, Council, the month of January, we created roads, filed and salted roads, and painted fuel city buildings, filled potholes, filled storm drains, completion of the harbor, worked on the water, substitute drains, cleaned inserted shop heaters, for a sewer leak, and try to patch the leak roof on our sweeper. parts for our fuel truck and large mass pickup, and we move questions to the landfill to make room for it.
All right. Thank you, Julius. Any comments or questions for Julius?
I do have a question. Is there any value to those motors and stuff and all those weights? The white stuff, you know. Is there enough copper in those to make them have any value? Thought I'd ask. I know starters are a commodity. Because of the winding. Just a question.
Right. Thanks, Jeff. Any other questions for Julius at this time?
Yeah, this is Amy. I have a question. What is moved white goods at the landfill? What does that mean? I don't actually know.
White goods entails appliances, washers and dryers, refrigerators.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And hey, Julius, what is the plan with the old dump truck? Is there a, has anybody come and looked at it, or what do we need to do to get that fixed?
We're at the status of the one right now. I had a guy come look at it, but he didn't have much time to hang out.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Julius. Any other questions? I'm hearing none. Okay, we'll go on to the next report is the Water and Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobs.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. We reinforced the Arctic Pipe sewer mains and are trying to dock some of the old supports that broken. Installed a new repair clamp on spot we had fixed under Trident Stock last winter. Dug up and fixed the sewer main leak at Trident. Bolted out graveyards, bolted intersections. Met with AMTHC on Zoom about the plans for the water treatment plant upgrade project. Mended the fence facing the school at the school pump house. Mended the fence at the sewer lagoon on Kelly Avenue. Drained the sewer lagoon. Started working on the inventory. Stopped and hauled alders on the roads going to the sewer plant and the old water tank boneyard area.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? All right, thank you, Dylan. Okay, we'll go on to the next report. It's the Harbor Master's Report with Alan Kuchinoff.
Hello, everybody. For the month of January, we hauled some freight. So Ken fixed one of our fuel tanks that sprung a leak, assisted with temporary replacement and the installation of a new one. All the months from bullets and walking bridge and removed the snow and ice on the border.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan at this time? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, Alan. We're going to our next report, which is the Department of Public Safety with Police Chief Ben Talon.
Good evening. For the month of January, there was 0 arrested, 1 detained and lodged in the city jail for a Title 47 voluntary commitment. We had 33 calls to the 911, 1 getting a hang up, 2 miscellaneous. 15 requests were met on call, 3 disturbance calls, 1 suspicious activity, 1 welfare check, 1 suicidal person. There were reports taken, we had 1 arson, 2 citizens served, 1 Title 47, 1 suicide, 2 animal complaints, 3 traffic accidents, 2 criminal trespass warnings, 1 disturbance call, 1 911 hangout, 1 harassment, 1 miscellaneous, 1 welfare check, 1 ready report, then abandoned vehicle, 1 parking complaint, medical assist, and 1 property damage.
There was 7 suspicious persons or vehicles. The officer initiated activity, 67 bar checks, 23 courtesy rides, 562 business checks, 9 residence checks, and 1,507 contacts. A total of 678 miles patrolled. We did get 911 working again after reporting flash wire to the FCC. Line pressure there.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Any questions or comments for Ben at this time? I'm hearing none. Thank you, Ben. Okay, we'll move on to the next report is EMS, with EMS coordinator, Alan Aldridge.
Hello, good evening. My name is Alan Aldridge. I've taken on the duties as EMS director for the city of Sandpoint. I've only been in the position for 2 weeks, so I'm still trying to figure out everything I need to do. It's a bit of a challenge, but I'm working to get it back on track. Well driven with good problem solving skills. I believe this is an important part of our community, so I'm confident I can make a difference. On call 24/7 to respond to calls. Ambulance driver and working towards receiving my EMT and eager to further my education in EMS as much as possible. I familiarize myself with the ambulance and perform weekly checks to make sure it's always stocked and ready to go. Maintenance needed. I'll be uploading the ambulance run sheet to the South Region EMS Council in Anchorage. That was my goal, is to keep the ambulance in service all the time. I'm trying to find enough people who want to volunteer so I can get a structure out here. The lower first fire in town. Some drivers at the moment have 2 EMTs who are available to respond to calls with me. Mike Franklin and Joe McMillan. We met at X for the month of January and 4 requests for ambulance.
Alright. Thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? Alright. Hearing none. Thank you, Alan. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which would be the finance report, but we don't have a report this time. We'll have one for you next one next week. So we'll go on to the next, which would be the administrator's report with Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am in Anchorage tonight. Sorry I couldn't be there with you all. I'm actually kind of happy I didn't make it out. I've been sick, so I'm homesick. I spent a lot of time over the last, since our last meeting out in Sandpoint, probably about half of the business days. That was a treat for me, even though it was cold. Let's see here. With the recent changes in the finance department, we decided to hold on the, again, on proposing a midterm amendment to the FY25 budget. We will take a look at it as soon as we have the reports, and maybe we will to see if we need to make any amendments. At the last look, as you know, I already reported it looked okay. However, some things are starting to surface, like the billets we talked about at the last meeting. If we'll see if we can fit those into the maintenance budget or the supply budget for the harbor. We've had to reschedule the FY24 audit to June 9th versus March 10th. This is just due or is necessary because of the change in the finance department. Pretty sure that we will be okay, or well, we will be okay, but and hopefully be able to catch up with the FY25. We'll be do the FY25 audit in December, and then we'll be on track. We talked about the harbor float project. It's going to begin. It's pushed out now until May 2025. I met with Ann at the Aleutians Eastboro about getting extra billets because they had some extra money in their grant that they're they're using to build the new harbor, but they aren't able to use those funds for anything in the old harbor. So the good news is that we'll be able to, if we could get our order in for billets for the old harbor, we should be able to ship those on the barge with the new harbor materials. That was a mouthful. I hope you understood what I said. I met with Mark Hickey to discuss our capital improvement projects list and about, we're meeting again actually to talk about funding opportunities. I'm currently working on a summary for each of the projects on our CIP list to share outside the organization. And I've also met with the group that we got a grant for to help with grant writing. That's not going to work because the kind of projects they do are not projects that that they work on. The projects on our CIP list are not projects that they work on. They typically do, the GPA typically do huge projects, millions of dollars of projects. So when we first met with them, it was with the water project, bringing water down to the airport. And that's when we got the grant, and we weren't able to go after that grant because it took, the match was too much for us. So we had to put that aside. And that's what that leftover money was. And I couldn't find anywhere else to use it. So I think there were like 10 or 11 hours left. I don't remember, something about like that. Okay, and the FY25 strategic plan is still unchanged from the last meeting. There are some tasks on there that I need to still get done, which includes working with our FY26 budget. So we'll, as soon as I'm ready to start doing that, I will get that in the works. And just been working. We've been really, it's been a busy month for us. Made a couple trips to Sandpoint, as you know. We have been doing end of year reports, and I am working now on Friday our capital improvement projects list to the legislature and the federal government are due. So that's what's keeping me busy. Any questions?
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Debbie. Okay. We will move on to the next order of business, which would be hearings, ordinances, and resolutions, which there are none. We'll go on to old business, and the first is, well, there are two 2025 leases. The first is the KSD lease, and I will, well, I guess we could look for a motion to, well, hand the floor to Debbie.
Did you hand it over to me? I couldn't quite get what you said. Okay. There is a memo in the packet regarding the KSDP. We have been reviewing our city leases, as you know, for the past couple months. And then we kind of had a little a setback here with finance, but I'm sure we'll get through it soon. One of the things that we noticed is that the lease with KSDP was significant less than the $165 per square foot that we, the other people who lease from us pay. We know that this is the reduced rate was in support of, it's because of public radio. As I believe that Councillor Roof will have some added information regarding the reason that might be so low or so much lesser than what other people pay. So at this time, we if we were to pay $165 per square foot, like everyone else, the lease would be $1,143.45 per month. The increase basically is due to increased fuel costs, and also building maintenance has been something that we've been having to do more and more at City Hall, as you know, with the leaking and floors and the buildings just getting old.
Thank you, Debbie. So, are there any comments, questions at this time? Do we have any proposed changes, or board with accepting as it is? Any discussion?
I'm not going to make a motion, but I think we should think about it being raised, but not necessarily to the 1.65, but if we do consider the $1.65, maybe consider requesting donations from the city in a different way, I guess.
Any other comments?
Yeah, this is Amy. I think they should pay what everyone else pays.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Okay, any other comments?
Hi, this is Austin.
Go ahead, Austin.
Yeah, so I just want to restate that I think it's definitely a reasonable need for us to pay more at the radio station for the space. And just so for people who are listening, the background was that previous rates, we came to the, when we lost $40,000 in state revenue, we came to the city and for donation. They cut the rate of rent in half as a donation, and that was the grandfathered rate that we have now. So it's significantly less than what the current rate is because it was grandfathered past a rate increase. So it's completely understandable. And of course, to pay more, I would say that, you know, with the services that the station provides, I think there is a strong case for either a reduced rate for rent or requesting donations. You know, we do provide a lot of news, local meetings, and then support the sporting events quite a bit. And try to make sure that we have the EAS weather and all that stuff as well. So I do think that there's a strong case for the utility and the service of the radio station. We're providing a lot of service on a very little budget. We've lost a lot. We've lost everything from the state. There's threats of losing everything from the federal government funding here as well. So any support would help. So just, I do think it would be, I would like to consider that as we have this discussion, but anything that we can do to provide more information or to help support that. But I do understand the need to increase the rate for sure.
Great. Thank you, Austin. Any further comments?
I guess I'd like to know how we're going to figure out the rate then, or we're just going to raise it to the $1.65. Or do we need to have a round table or something? I don't know.
Well, I know we're probably going to discuss more on the second one, so could we carry both of these to the next meeting?
Okay. We sign for 2 o'clock. Next meeting then. So any different motion? Carry it to the next. Retable it. Retable it.
I think we need to look at it because we're going to have to make sure that our fund that we're considering using, well, we'd be considering using, is that going to carry at that rate, at a monthly rate? A lot. So, I think it's something we ought to have, like, next work session hammered out.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, Debbie? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is, I mean, we could, now that we kind of know what you're thinking, we could put our heads together there at in the office and maybe talk to the radio station and come up with some options. It was good to know the information that Councilor Roof brought forward today. I didn't realize that, and I should have talked to him before this, but I didn't. So we don't have any problem doing that. We could, you know, and we should have a better idea of all of our leases at City Hall in that building by then. I'm not saying that we will, but we should. I think we probably will, and you'll have a more holistic view of what's going on and how much our expenses are and what we receive in the way of lease money.
All right, thanks, Debbie.
Motion to postpone to the specific next meeting or to vote under the leases.
Okay.
So I'd make a motion to move the ASDP rates to the next regular meeting to be discussed in the workshop.
Okay, we have a motion by Jack to move.
Postpone.
Postpone, yeah. The future date.
Thank you, I keep forgetting that.
Do we have a second by Bill? Roll call, please, Jane.
Jamie Gunderson? Yes.
Billy? Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
I'll abstain on this vote.
Oh, Marie. Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to the next lease, which is the old clinic lease. And again, I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Due to the increased fuel prices, I've asked finance to audit all the enterprise accounts to ensure that our pricing is proper or that we're at least paying our expenses for operation. And we haven't received all of the audits yet for obvious reasons. But this is one that we wanted to bring forth. It's the old clinic building, and we talked about this a little bit at the last meeting, but the audit, the second page shows the fuel electricity insurance costs. I have a mistake in this memo. It's actually 7 spaces that are available for lease in the old clinic building, but only 2 are occupied right now. So there are 5 spaces that are empty, and if they were full, we probably would be okay. I heard today that there were possibly some electrical problems and TDX was checking them out, so we might have more information as to why our electricity has risen so much since last May, or actually last April. It jacked up, but December it was back down to normal. So, or the November billing was. So we'll probably have more information on this if you want to get a more holistic view of everything. didn't make any recommendations. I think there were lots of recommendations talked about at the workshop, including selling the building, remodeling it, just other things that we could do. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Debbie. So, comments or ideas on moving forward on this? Building?
I'll make a comment. I don't think we should sell it, but we can work with the current person in there that's probably using most of the electricity, and then something else changed there, I guess, but we can monitor, I guess, their electricity moving forward to see what we can do to make better, or if we're willing to step away, I guess. But we have an idea that maybe look into the moving the police department there. I thought that was a wonderful idea, especially with the location. Whatnot. I don't
think we should sell it. It's
more
because of the location in our community. It'd be ideal for a lot of things. Thank you, Marita. Any other comments?
Yeah, I think we should sell it and move on. Bob's, this is Amy.
The electricity, you know, that's not a very big building. That's a big electric bill, but the fuel isn't that far behind. But, you know, what are we spending here? We were talking about earlier, 10? And that little place is building, burning 8? Oh, I don't know, losing $5,000 a year on paper. That's before you do any maintenance, do any changes.
All right, thank you, Jack. Any other comments? Questions? Questions how we should move forward.
I think we should postpone it for the next year.
And similar to the last, get a better idea. Okay.
I'm looking to possibly either their power somehow, or the some of the extra baking and refrigerators and freezers is probably what's causing.
Okay, so you do those things. I'll go try to work with the center there. So, should we do a motion to investigate with the last lease then?
I'll make a motion to postpone the next meeting for the old clinic lease.
A motion. Amy, move it to the next date. Second.
Second.
By Bill. Good roll call, please. Dave?
Jack? Amy Eubanks?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Motion carries. Okay,
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, Jack.
When you guys, when we rehash this at the next meeting, could we have, so, there's $500 here in insurance. I can hardly believe that. Want to double check that?
Sure.
I mean, we should know what our actual costs are. I mean, if that's the actual cost, it is. But I want to know the name of the insurance company if you get my building for $500. Our insurance is very high. Regarding the use of the Sandpoint City Dock. And I will hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm sorry there's not a memo for this agreement. It is something I believe we do annually. But Jade handles this, so I would ask her to provide the detail for you.
Yeah, I forgot. That's where I was supposed to go. Thank you. Jade?
Sure. Okay, this MOA is an annual agreement that requires council approval, and it authorizes the city to invoice the state of Alaska for each ferry docking, but also gives them priority use of the dock when they do come. And it runs May 1st to April 30th of the next year. I don't know why their year runs that way, but...
Good. All right. Thank you, Jade. So, there's no questions. A motion to accept the agreement between the State of Alaska, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Marine Highway System, and the City of Sandpoint regarding the use of the city dock.
I'll make a motion to adopt what's
given. A motion by Marita.
Second.
And a second by Bill. All right, roll call, please, Jade.
Marita?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy Gunderson?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Amy?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. All right, next is the Bank of America authorized user change request. This time, do we have a motion to accept or change the Bank of America authorized user change request?
This is Amy. I'll make a motion to accept the change request. For the new name on the card.
We have a second?
Second.
Bill? Would you like to explain that anymore? Or comment on that? Debbie? Should we just roll call?
I don't think if there's any questions, but it's pretty straightforward. It's just changing the name on the card, the credit card, with Bank of America.
Okay. All right, thanks. If there's no further questions, then. Your roll call, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Marita?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy Eubank?
Yes.
Bainey. Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the third item of new business. The donation request from UTT Earth Day Fair in the amount of $500. A motion to accept the donation request from QTT for their Earth Day Fair.
I will make a motion to accept the Earth Day Fair request for amount of $500.
We have a motion by Bill. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any further comments or questions?
Paris was wanted to come, but she's collecting plans now.
Okay. This is an annual event for the same amount.
The Earth Day, the recycling.
Recycling, okay.
That's the other policy.
All right. Thank you, Jade. No further comments? Roll call, please, Jade.
Amy Eubank?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, that concludes our business. We'll move on to public comment. Any public comments at this time?
Can I make a public comment? Me as a parent, Marita, I am on Valentine's It's doing a raffle for the class of 2025 for $20 a spot, and I'm selling 120 of them. And there's 9 winners. So if you're interested, let me know before the end of the week.
All right. Thank you, Marita. Any other public comment?
I wanted to pass on the public comment. We got a call thanking our public works guys for helping clear out the driveways when there was snow. They cleaned out some of the elders' driveways that were filled up. And so passing that along.
Nice. All right. Thanks, Jay. Okay. Any other comments? All right. None. Go on to the next item is council comments. Do we have any council comments at this time? Marita?
So, okay. This is basically from me looking from outside of the city. We're only here once a month now. But with our latest separation from an employee, I just want to make a note that going forward, I hope all employees are treated equal, and if they're not doing their job, they should be written up. So that's people that I work with.
All right. Thank you, Marita. Any other comments? Hearing none. Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll move on to adjournment. We have a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Right, a motion by Marita. We have a second. Okay. Okay, we are adjourned at 7:44. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. You folks have a good day.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
I guess no donation request, but we will move on. They have adjourned. This will be archived at apradio.org. Give me a few moments. In the meantime, we're going to stick with the 90s. A little bit of The Headcoats out of Sub Pop, the label from Seattle. With Reindeer Are Wild. Caribouser.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. And you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter. And it makes me wonder
if there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now.
It's just a spring clean for the May Queen.
Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run,
there's still time to change the road you're on.
Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know.
The piper's calling you to join him.
Dear lady, can't you hear the wind blow? And did you know
stairway lies on the whispering wind. And as we wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our soul, there walks a lady we all know, who shines white light and wants to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, the tune will come to you at last, when all our one and one is all, to be a rock and not to roll. Sure, all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Body bumping time, baby.
I'm making hopefully while we grind.
Uh-huh. Don't you want me? 'Cause I want you. Let's do this. What are we doing? What's on my mind? It's about that time that I hit you for some bump and grind. I'm in the mood for you. I wanna feel your groove, girl. You can creep on with me. Let's go
get up on the roof,
making me do things that I never did before. Behind closed doors, I'm gonna make you shine for more. This freaky thing is on, body bumping all night long. No doubt about it. If you want it, I can bring it on.
On the dance floor,
don't stop, baby, bring it on.
Let me bump with your body.
Your body.
on and get your freak on.
With you and me,
baby,
come on.
Your sister, I'm gonna bump it all of y'all.